Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Live for a time in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and will give your descendants all these lands. By your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and fulfilled his duty to me and kept my commandments, my statutes and my laws." So Isaac lived in Gerar. When the men of the place asked about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," for he was about when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked down through a window and saw them. And behold, Isaac was caressing his wife Rebekah. Saying, "He who touches this man or his wife will certainly be put to death."
Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100 times as much. And the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. For he had possessions of flocks and herds and a great household, so that the Philistines envied him. Now all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up by filling them with dirt. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are too powerful for us." So Isaac departed from there and camped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. Then Isaac dug again.
that stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And he gave them the same names which his father had given them. But when Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found their well flowing water, the herdsmen of Jerah quarreled with the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, because they argued with him. Then they dug another well and they quarreled over it too. So he named it Sirdna. Then he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named it Rehoboth, for he said, "At last the Lord has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land."
And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." So he built an altar there, called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well. And Abimelech came to him from Gerar with his advisor Ahuzath, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We have seen plainly that the Lord has been with you." So we said, "An oath must now be taken by us, that is, by you and us." So let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." Then he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. In the morning they got up early and exchanged oaths. Now it came about on the same day that Isaac's servants came in and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was